Welcome to the Projector Movement Podcast, the ultimate mystery school for projectors, weaving astrology, holistic psychology, and earth-based ritual to empower you to step into your role as a guide for the future. This is for you, the 20% of the world that's inherently different than everyone else. We're projectors, we're different, and we love it.
Hello, Projector Movement family. It is beautiful to be here with you, wherever you are joining us from. Welcome. It is me, Sarah Lemmerman McGinnis, coming to you on February 14th of 2024, a day in the United States where we celebrate the Day of Love. Woo! No, I'm just kidding. It is the day we celebrate love, but this day can be completely insignificant to you. It can have a lot of meaning. Either way, I thought I would use this time today to talk to us projectors about relationships in a way that you may not have heard before. So this call, we will be going into what is important for us as projectors to know that's in our own control, that's in our domain. What is important for us to know about how we can take care of ourselves so that in life we're in the right relationship with ourselves. This to me, learning how to tend to the projector nature is the baseline prerequisite for how we then engage in relationships for the rest of our life, whether that be romantic, family, friend, colleague. If we actually don't know our needs, then it is pretty guaranteed destiny that the relationship that you engage in will also be to your disadvantage, because no one's going to understand, including yourself, how do you, as a projector, move into relationship, move into life differently? So this call is more importantly designed for you to learn your own sense of self-care, your own sense of your needs, things that, you know, as I say on many of these podcasts, things we should have been taught when we were very young about the differences and the subtle differences and the major differences of how we show up in life that is different than 80% of the population. So before I get into the different areas that I want to bring to our attention, areas that often projectors didn't know they were supposed to have maintenance around or self-care around, before I move into these areas, and I'm going to go over four main areas today that can help us become into a more proper alignment as a projector, I want to just set the stage for us all and hopefully reduce any judgment or self-shame or anxiety or insecurity around this overarching subject of projectors and relationships. I would like to first start off by naming that projectors, we aren't here to be in relationship as the signpoint of success in our life. Another way of saying that is generators, they're here in their recipe to be satisfied in this life, relationships are a part of that pizza slice of satisfaction. Generator wakes up, has fuel in the tank, goes out and works a great day or does things that they love, comes home, has dinner with the family, spends an evening with the family, goes on vacations with the family, and that is part of their recipe to feel satisfied. Now, projectors, that is different than our recipe for success. Now, in saying that, I will answer the question out of the gate that we are here to be in relationship. So just because it's not a part of our algorithm for success, it doesn't mean that that's not a part of our life and fulfillment. Okay. But the important distinction is knowing that if right now in your life, you're not in a relationship, you're not in a satisfying relationship, and your focus is, let me get into another relationship. I need a relationship to be happy. And, you know, on a personal note, I can say I was there for, you know, most of my life, trying to fill this hole within myself. And I labeled it, it's because I didn't have a relationship. And let my story and countless other stories of projectors that I've worked with let you know that even in getting the most epic relationship, that vacancy piece that you thought the relationship was going to fill will still feel empty. And there's a good reason for that. Because projectors, we're here with a mission from creation, from God, from the divine. We're here to bring about change. We're here to bring our uniqueness, our unique viewpoints, our unique ways of weaving through the world, our unique style. We're here to fulfill a particular path that life set out for us. So if we aren't doing that or watering that, doesn't, even if you don't have any idea, like, what am I here to do? But you aren't spending time making that a priority because perhaps you're just trying to find a partner or feeling sad because you don't, or trying to, this also is true, trying to find a better job, thinking that the next job's going to fill the void. That void will only be filled when you start walking in alignment with your path, with your purpose, with your mission here. So that being said, having relationships is a beautiful thing. Being in connection is a beautiful thing. And I also want to put the fire out if you feel like it's been really freaking hard. There's real good reason for that. Again, you are here as a completely unique species. Yes, we have human bodies, but the way that we are in the world is totally different. And if we're trying to put ourselves into the generating model of relating, of relationships, of, you know, marriage and a 9-to-5 job and children, this whole kind of white picket fence umbrella, we're going to be left feeling completely empty, exhausted, and that these relationship things are too challenging for us. So hopefully, if you relate to anything I'm saying, we can begin to, again, cultivate some compassion, some understanding, some easefulness within our own sense of talk to ourselves, setting up different expectations around relationships. And I invite you to possibly set the invitation that this could be one of the greatest gifts that you give to yourself when you learn the things you need to learn about self-care within yourself. Your relationships begin to flourish. Because as I said at the beginning, how we take care of ourselves, how freely we're ability to express our need, express a no, implement a boundary, how freely we feel like we know, okay, I have this much time of the day or the week to be social, and then I need this much time to be to myself, regardless if partner or child or family needs us. How strong are you able to boundary your unique needs so that you can be the best version of yourself? So that you, your inner child, all your parts trust the driver of the ship. So without further ado, I'm going to go into 4 main areas that we here at the Projector Movement want you to begin to become more invested in cultivating a relationship with. And I invite you, I'm going to name 4 different areas and kind of go into them. My invitation again is maybe start with one or two areas. You know, these kinds of changes that we're talking about, I wish they happened overnight, but it's taken us X amount of years to get to where we are. All those years without knowing we're a projector, all those years, parents not knowing, spouses, friends, teachers, colleagues, bosses. So we've had to develop all of these alternative solutions or ways of existing in this world that will take some time to unwind. You know, and before I get in to these four things, I'll say to remind yourself that deconditioning, coming back into harmony with our authentic projector selves, is a journey. It's a practice that I don't believe perhaps we cross the finish line, but I feel like it's a working progress, a working path for us for time, for a long time, in a good way. We have time to get to where we want to go, even if you're not in a place right now that feels like you want to stay. Remember, there's nothing in this world that stays concrete. Everything moves, everything shifts. It's just a matter of time. Okay, we are going to move into the first piece, the first kind of subject that we wish people who are projectors were taught very young about themselves that is different. And that has to do with the innate makeup of the projector, meaning that we have an open sacral and we have a penetrative aura. So this dual system of this penetrative aura, we have the most intense aura of any of the other types. Even though we don't have a lot of energy, our aura is like a boombox speaker wherever we go, where all the other types, they have like an AirPod type speaker. We're this boombox. We're a loud megaphone. Now, no one's told us this, right? We didn't know that. When we think we're excited, we think our excitement mirrors that of our generating friends. Maybe we're a little more excitable or a little bit more sad. We weren't told that perhaps it's like times a thousand, the way that it's felt in the space. When we're in any mood, we're felt a lot more. Super powerful. We can transform the energetics wherever we are. Super challenging if no one told us this. And we're going to places and we're not in a good mood, or we're in anxiety, or we're in these altered states, and not knowing that people unconsciously are picking up on that. In addition, with our open sacral, we're these sponges, right? We are literally absorbing everywhere we go. And it would have been nice if we would have known that, or our parents would have known that, right? Where after we go to the grocery store, or after we are hanging out with friends, instead of going to the next event or the next thing, someone's like, yeah, you sponge people, you can do one thing, your sponge will get filled up, and you need to go somewhere to wring that sucker out in a beautiful way, so that you're not churning the energetics, the emotions, all of the nervous system of the place that you're in, that you actually wring it out so that the next place you enter, the next person or people that you encounter are actually feeling you, not the energetics of wherever you once were. So these two aspects of our design, the aura and the open sacral, require maintenance, require daily maintenance as you would brush your teeth and wash your face. Our aura and our sacral need constant ringing out, constant love, need to know when I'm feeling a certain way. Okay, that's totally fine. But how do I bring myself back to center? What practices can I do? How can I be with intense emotions in a way, express them, be with them, and then come back to my center? What are little practices I can do throughout the day when I am interacting with a lot of people to wring that sponge out? Okay, now we are going to move into an area that will help us as projectors in relationships, and most importantly, as projectors constantly in relationship with ourselves. Another piece, another self-care piece that we want to incorporate on a daily basis, non-negotiable, is time alone. And this is a trap that I see myself and many of us fall into, especially we get into relationships and with people. We're so intoxicated and we're so excited, and we completely lose our sense of autonomy and our sense of self-care and our sense of separateness. I've said in many trainings before, you know, projectors were designed codependent in nature, or we are designed to be boundary crossers in nature. Our open sacral needs the G center of the other so that we can do our projector guiding. And when we're in space with other people, we're absorbing the energies of others. We're reverberating things that aren't ours. So we have an ability to cross boundaries. We have an ability for us to do our projector guiding, to be a projector. It is in relation with another human. What can happen, though, is these behaviors that we've developed that may look like codependency or crossing others' boundaries, when we get into relationship with another person, oftentimes we do the same thing to our relationships that we're doing, that we're only supposed to doing with people who've recognized us and invited us in. Okay, so this is some direct feedback, but just know that oftentimes in life, projectors, we hang our hats on our ability to be there for everybody, to rescue everybody, to help everybody. In a sense, we can fall underneath the bridge or the umbrella of the mother archetype, the mother or the savior. Beautiful archetype, yet in our romantic relationships, our partners aren't wanting mother or father or savior. They're wanting the archetype of the goddess or the god or the king or the vixen or the pleasure one, the play one, the partner, the equal side by side. So if when we get into relationship, which is again not our fault but very common, and we start going into the fixing role and the self-sacrificial role and the pointing out the problems role, and we're becoming mom and we're severely analyzing our partners and pointing out the flaws, they're over it, right? They have a mom, they have a boss, they have siblings, they have friends. So how can we as projectors become comfortable in connection where we aren't doing the guiding? And in addition, when we get into relationship, how as projectors are we able to solidify and speak to our needs of being alone? Even when our desire is to go, 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 even when we've got tickets to a new event and a show or all these social events, how strongly can you speak up and say, sounds amazing, but I need a night to myself? That is vocabulary that should be as easy for you to speak as I'm going to bed, I'm going to brush my teeth and wash my face. Truthfully. So time alone is imperative for us to maintain connection to our projector nature and to ensure that our relationship has balance and is geared towards success will be when you have autonomy in claiming your time away, alone, and moving yourself away from the mother, savior, projector archetype only in relationship, romantic relationship, probably with your parents and your siblings as well, and friends, I would say, right? Friends don't want us to be their mother at times, but I think you get what I'm trying to say. There's balance, and more often projectors are not used to being in a connective role where they're an equal, or they're just simply receiving somebody and supporting them, not fixing them, not changing them, not guiding them. How much are you receiving your partner, just listening, asking questions for the sake of just connecting and loving on them? versus you just sharing every advice and help and what they should do after every time they come to you and share. Okay. The next subject that is super important for you to begin to develop a relationship with, I've talked about a little bit in the analogy that our aura is, our open sacral is like a sponge. And I would suggest that you begin to cultivate a toolkit, if you will, with strategies and practices that help you wring out that sponge throughout the day. I'll list a few examples, but my suggestion is that you have one that's your go-to if you only have a minute. You have one that you go to if you have 30 minutes. You have one that you go to if you've got an hour. And then you have one that you can go to if you have more open time. So ones that can fit in the minute category where you have a quick transition is you literally breathe for 1 minute and exhale for 8 to 10 seconds each breath. Okay, so long exhales for 1 minute. That is a great quick way to shift your state or to wring out the sponge. Placing your hands in cold water or splashing cold water on your face, extremely helpful. In the car, if you have some sort of organic essential oil spray or oil that you can begin to smell for 1 minute, or spray your body and ask for the energies that are not yours to release, super good. So those were some for the minute. 30 minute could be a walk in nature. I say nature is our like giant sagebrush, and just us being out in nature slowly walking releases. You can do a 30 minute restorative yoga, 30 minutes of Tai Chi. You can take a 30 minute bath with lots of salt. The salt will help reset. For an hour, pretty much everything I just said you can do for the hour. Any sort of exercise class, I would stay away from the high intensity. You know, we're trying to reset our equilibrium. And for the projector, that's a bit more in the yin type of practices, more slow. A walk, a hike, a swim. Listening to your favorite music and dancing for an hour. All of these are really, really, really helpful. And then if you have the rest of the day or you have longer than an hour, you know, allow yourself to just feel into what feels good for you and be creative. Allowing yourself to build the muscle of how we're guided by life by just really just seeing where you want to go, what you want to do. Maybe it's a little yoga. Maybe it's some dancing. Maybe it's some journaling. Maybe it's just reading. And we want to have these carved out in our week, scheduled like it was a date. Because the more the effort you put into scheduling it, the more it's likely to happen. Setting an alarm on your phone for 2 times a day to do a 1 minute sponge ring out will build over time. So we're asking you to reset ways throughout the day that you are in life within yourself. And then lastly, I also touched upon this a bit, is our communication. So one thing about projectors that no one taught us is that we're able to see everyone, all of the nooks and crannies, all of the things, but we can't accurately see ourselves. And that comes with the disadvantage of not knowing actually how we're received, if we're landing. And often I see one of two things with projectors in communication. Typically, we have both kind of qualities, but most of us probably pendulum into one more than the other. And that is, as projectors, how much in relationships and connections are we speaking? How much are we listening? Now, again, you'll probably know where you land. There is no shame in this at all. This is how life has taught us to connect. But typically, we've gone to the extreme in one way. So in reciprocal relationships, if we're the one that's always talking, always guiding, always bringing it back to our story, our advice, our input, the other person is going to start to feel that there's no room for them. And often projectors, we do this because we're anxious or we're excited or we see so much. So if this is where you fall in the speaking, begin to practice with yourself, with the people that you talk to, listening and simply just repeating back what you heard. I know it can sound like, what? Or like, that's weird. I can't tell you the magic that happens and how good the other person feels when you simply repeat back what they said. Ask them, is that what I just heard? And perhaps you can share, you know, wow, when you shared with me that, I noticed myself feeling like really open-hearted towards you, or I found myself feeling like quite emotional. Is there anything else you want to share? You're literally creating a loop where that person's able to suss out and share with you. And that is what creates connection. It's really not the advice, really not our wisdom that's so brilliant. It's them feeling seen. And again, last caveat is that oftentimes projectors, we don't feel seen. So that when we get into the relationship, we're like, pedal to the metal, see me, which is totally fair because it's challenging out there at times. But in our relationships, it doesn't work out so well. Okay. The other side of the pendulum can be the projector that feels completely overwhelmed in connection and communication, doesn't know how to initiate, doesn't know how to share feelings, feels like they're more of the, you know, the sitting frog, just listening to everybody, but slowly developing resentment because they're realizing like, I'm really not here. I'm invisible. I'm just here to receive. And my open sponge sacral is just here to receive everybody. But this freaking sucks because no one in this world wants to just be a silent receiver of everybody else. So if this is you, your invitation is to practice initiating, even if it's uncomfortable. Hey, there's something I actually want to share, right? And feel the discomfort. Or if someone interrupts your story, hey, I actually wasn't finished with my story. Can I finish? And I would love to hear what you have to say. There's a bit of initiation and force that can feel uncomfortable. Still do it. Still do it. Know that this is where the liberating moment for your soul comes in. So that is the pendulum of where projectors in our communication can begin to expand or come into an even greater level of connection within ourselves. Okay. I hope that you are doing something beautiful for yourself today or this week in the name of love, in the name of we deserve to feel good, and you deserve to feel good from yourself. Truly, when we can make our own self feel good, everyone else is icing on the cake. It's the most freeing feeling. And it's actually what we're designed to feel often, is this sense of wonder and awe and beauty and magic within our own worlds that only projectors understand and only you will solely understand. But we've got to spend time cultivating and finding safety and security in times we're alone. And it's with that overflow of self-love and solid within self that we become the most attracted to anyone else just by our presence. Because it's a magnetic radiation when you are with the projector who is solidly standing in their own ground. Not in perfection, but in a solid sense of I've got myself. So may this Valentine's Day be the year that you take your self-care projector game to the next level. And for those of you who want to dive even deeper in understanding relationships as projectors and moving into, you know, more accurately, how do I be in relationship with other types? What other skill sets do I need to know? How do I begin to set boundaries? How do I know if I'm in a codependent dynamic or not? Charlie and I invite you next Saturday, February 24th, to a half-day workshop, 3 hours from 9 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so that's California time. We are hosting a projector-only manifesting your relationships training as projectors, or workshop, I should say. There is a link in our bio. You can go to our website, projectormovement.com, and click on top. We would love to have you. All right. We're sending you all of our love to all the projectors all over the world. Thank you for existing. Thank you for choosing to do your deconditioning work now. We're all in it together. We're all going to create a way better world because of us. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you felt the magic. If you're not already part of our community over on Instagram, come and join us at Projector Movement. We also have some incredible offerings that will serve as a guide in your life and will ignite your projector spirit over on our website, projectormovement.com. Until next time, remember who you are. Remember who you are.